made sure I looked hot, but not too hot for the interview. I mean, I didn't want to come across as unprofessional, you know? Anyway, the interview went well. Everyone was really nice and helpful, and I seemed to nail the questions. This was my dream job, in the middle of the city, with great pay. I had to restrain myself from seeming too pleased as I practically skipped to the elevator. There were already a couple men in there, but as soon as I got in, a bunch more rushed to fill the small space. I figured a meeting must have got out late, and they had to get to another one, but it still felt strange. This all made sense later. So there I was, in the dead center of the elevator, capacity filled with large men in suits. And no one was talking. I tried to crack a joke, but no one laughed. No one even talked or noticed I was there. It became suffocating. My much smaller frame pinned against these men towering above me. And all that elation from my interview faded away. I wasn't happy anymore. For some reason, it felt wrong. It felt like they were staring at me. Even the ones in front who couldn't see me at all. I knew we were high up. And I knew it would take a while to hit the lobby, but it seemed to be taking far, far longer than it should. Then I heard one of the men make a sound in front, near the buttons. It wasn't what I assumed. He wasn't hitting a different floor button. No. The elevator suddenly jerked to a halt. He had triggered the emergency stop. I asked what was wrong, why we were stopping. My voice was panicking, freaking out, but no one was talking. It seemed too weird. I was confused and nearly in tears. 3 minutes ago, this was the best day of my life, and as soon as I felt the first hand grope me, I knew this would become the worst day. While one groped me, others held my arms to my body, pulling them to the back to tie them together. A makeshift blindfold was made out of a tie, slipped over my face. Then, God. Then I heard the worst thing in the world. The men had me bound and blinded, and I still thought this could be some sick joke until I heard it. I heard all dozen or so men unzip their pants. I heard them slide them down their legs, and I knew it. I knew what was going to happen. My hands were tied, but my legs weren't. I was so packed I could barely breathe, let alone kick them. They were big, strong men, and they easily picked me up and held me midair in the elevator. I sobbed, tasting my tears as I felt the first cock slide into me. It felt like a dream, not a nightmare. Nightmares are full of panic and impending doom, and this was just foggy. Like, my mind went flat and things just floated by. I was numbed by it. Barely noticing how long he thrust into me. could have been minutes, hours, or seconds. All I knew is that the numbing shock my mind went through faded as soon as they passed me around the elevator. And the second cock shook me awake. I realized every single one of them was going to rape me. More cocks than I'd seen in my life. All of them inside me. Filling me with cum. All within minutes from start to finish. It was going to be a gang rape. I tried to kick and I tried to move, but all I could do was scream. The screaming just egged them on. It made them fuck my body harder. And being in midair only made it worse. I wasn't touching the ground. I was completely under their control. Passed around like a shared toy. And it hurt so much. I winced and I cried. The blindfold didn't even matter. There was no way I could see through all the tears anyway. I lost count of how many of them used me, but one of the bigger ones made some sort of grunt and pushed my body up more, and I prayed it meant they were done, a signal to end the abuse. And in horror, I realized it was just the end of part one. This cock slid out of me, coated in the cum of the other men, and forced it into my asshole. It was as if all the men were raping my ass at the same time. Come from all of them, just forcing into me. And his cock felt so massive as he forcefully took my ass. They helped move my body. He fucked me up and down on his cock. And the silence, that was the worst part of it. I had no idea who they were, or why they were doing this. It was like a force of nature. I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I tried to console myself with that idea. Because he fucked me. But another movement shook me out of that small comfort. They decided they couldn't leave my pussy empty that long. I was double penetrated in the middle of an elevator. One in my ass and one in my cunt. my body pressed between two men. I've never felt so full in my entire life. It wasn't enough for them to rape me one after another. They had to rape me two at a time. One would finish, and then another one would just take his place. It was all so much, I never even noticed the elevator started moving again. And I remember hearing the ding, suddenly feeling hard ground under me, not hands. The elevator doors closed, but there I was, in complete shock. And then the last moment before I blacked out, I heard the elevator ding that it hit the lobby. And then several shocked gasps.